Darkness came to the snow-clad mountains. Rich Boggs was hobbling toward the cabin at Lost Pine Canyon on seriously frostbitten feet. Cabot Bulwar was behind him, using a pine limb for a crutch.
It ain't much farther. I can see the mouth of the canyon from here.
Sucker.
Cabot was limping with most of his weight on the crutch.
I'd be going to kill that bastard Morgan if I get my hands on a horse and a gun.
I just want to get my feet warm. The way I feel now, I ain't interested in killing nobody. I think a couple of my toes fell off.
Who was the old man with Monsieur Morgan? I hear Ned say Morgan works alone always.
I don't know. Just some old son of a bitch in a coonskin cap with a rifle.
He'd be dangerous too. In his eyes, I see the look.
You're too goddamn superstitious, Cabot. He'll die just like any other man if you shoot him in the right place. I can guarantee it.
My feet are frozen. I go back to Baton Rouge when a horse I can find. This place I don't like.
I ain't all that fond of it either, Cabot. It was a big mistake to side with Ned on this thing. I never did see how he was gonna make any money.
Money I do not care about now. My feet! All I want is a stove where I can warm them.
Won't be but another half mile of the cabin. All we gotta do is get there before our feet freeze off. Boots and horses are what we need. If they didn't leave our horses in the corral, we're a couple of dead men in this weather.
Dead I feel now. Feeling I don't got at all in either one of my feet.
As night blanketed the canyon, Rich added more wood to the stove. A broken window let in so much cold air, Rich was still shivering. He took the boots off Don Jones' body and forced his feet into them. Cabot was wearing boots and an extra pair of socks that once belonged to Mac. They found two pistols and a small amount of ammunition among the dead men. Ned and the others had taken all the food. Thus, Rich was boiling fistfuls of snow in an old coffee pot full of yesterday's grounds. Five horses remained in the corral, even though the gate was open. They were nibbling from the stack of hay. There were enough saddles to go around.
South I will go in the morning.
Cabot held his palms open near the stove.
Me too. I'm finished with Ned and his bunch of bullshit over getting even with Frank Morgan. There's no payday in it for us.
All afternoon, dream I have of a bowl of hot crawfish gumbo and hush puppies. Here I do not belong.
Me either. I'm headed down to Mexico where it's warm all the time.
Cabot turned to the broken window where Don got shot in the face.
What was that noise?
I didn't hear no noise.
One of the horses in the corral. It snorted or made some kind of sound.
My ears are so damn cold I couldn't hear a thing nohow. Maybe it was just your imagination. All I hear is snow falling on this roof.
Then Cabot heard it again.
That sounded like Jerry's voice.
Cabot hobbled to his feet with a pistol in his fist.
I heard it that time.
Rich got up with Mac's gun to open the door a crack. Rich saw a sight he would remember for the rest of his life. Jerry Page came crawling toward them on his hands and knees in the snow, leaving a trail of blood behind him. Rich and Cabot rushed outside to help him.
Morgan came up on the rim and stuck a knife in me. He killed Roger. Cut his throat with the same goddamn bowie knife.
We'll take you in by the fire.
I'm froze stiff. I bleed real bad. You gotta give me a doctor real quick.
We can't go nowhere in this snowstorm.
Rich and Cabot helped the wounded man into the cabin.
For morning, we will have to wait.
I'm dying. You gotta help me. Where's Ned?
Ned and the others pulled out. We ran into Morgan, too. He took our boots, guns, and horses. We damn near froze to death getting back here.
They placed Jerry on a blanket beside the stove and covered him with a moth-eaten patchwork quilt.
Morgan. Morgan, he ain't human. He's like Me and Roger never heard a thing until he was on top of us.
We figured there was trouble when neither one of you came back. Morgan killed most of the others. Only Lyle, Slade, Billy, and Ned made it out of here alive.
What happened to Morgan's kid?
Ned had a gun to his head.
There's only one way he's gonna stop.
Jerry put a hand over the deep knife wound between his ribs.
Ned's gotta let that boy go.
Ned's gone crazy for revenge. Until he kills Morgan, he won't stop.
Morgan will kill him first. Goddamn, I need a drink of whiskey. Anything.
We're boiling old coffee grounds.
Whiskey there ain't none. Ned and the others took it all with them when we pulled out of here.
Cabot poured a cup of weak coffee for Jerry, steam rising from a rusted tin cup.
Oh, I want to die way up here in Colorado.
Jerry closed his eyes.
I sure as hell wish I was home. Well, I could see my mama one more time.
Jerry's chest stopped moving.
Don't waste that coffee. Jerry's on his way back home now.
Cabot stared into the cup.
Coffee, this is not mon ami. It is warm water only, with a little color in it.
Ned paced back and forth as a fire burned under a rocky ledge in the bend of a dry stream bed.
Where the hell are Rich and Cabot?
He glanced once at Conrad, bound hand and foot beneath the outcrop where the fire flickered. It was dark and still snowing, though the snowfall had let up some.
They ain't coming.
What the hell do you mean they ain't coming?
Morgan got to them.
Slade called out from his lookout point on top of the ledge.
They'd have been here by now if they were able.
Slade's right.
Billy chimed in with his Winchester resting on his shoulder.
Somewhere or other, Frank Morgan slipped up behind him and got them both.
Bullshit! Morgan is an old man, a has-been in the gunman's trade. He doesn't have it in him to slip up behind Rich and Cabot.
I figure he got Jerry and Roger. You know he shot all those others back at the cabin. And you've got to wonder what happened to Sam and Buster and Tony back on the trail when they went to check on Charlie.
Morgan must be slick.
Lyle cast a wary glance around their camp.
I wish we'd never gotten into this mess. That kid over yonder ain't worth no $1 million to nobody.
He ain't worth a nickel to me.
Billy Miller added wood to the fire.
I say we kill the little bastard and get clear of this cold country.
Ned turned on his men.
We're not leaving until Frank Morgan is dead.
Lyle gave Ned a look.
Who's gonna kill him, Ned? We ain't had much luck trying it so far.
We'll join up with Victor at Gypsum Gap and hunt him down like a dog.
Being outnumbered don't seem to bother Morgan all that much.
Are you taking Morgan's side?
I'm not taking any side but my own. My main purpose now is to stay alive.
Me too.
Same goes for me. This Morgan feller is more than a handful.
Are you boys yellow?
Nope, just smart. If a man is a manhunter by profession, he's usually mighty damn good at it if he lives very long.
I never met a man who didn't make a mistake.
Ned crossed back to the fire to warm his hands.
So far, Morgan hasn't made very many.
One of you saddle a horse and ride back down the trail to see if you can find Rich and Cabot.
I'm not going. That's exactly what a man like Morgan will want us to do.
What the hell do you mean?
He wants us to split up so he can take us down a few at a time.
Slade's right.
We ought to stay together, at least until we join up with Vic and his boys.
Morgan! That son of a bitch is a dead man when I get him in my sights.
Billy glanced around at forest shadows.
He'll come after us tonight. He's liable to kill us in our bedrolls if we ain't careful.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
Why's that?
I wanna make damn sure I see the sun come up tomorrow morning.
Damn right.
Ned was fuming now. Even his two best gunmen, Lyle and Slade, showed signs of fear.
You ride back a ways, Billy. Just a mile or two.
I won't do it, Ned.
Are you disobeying a direct order from me?
Ned opened his coat.
Yes, sir, I am. If Morgan's back there, he'll kill me from ambush.
Ned snaked his Colt from a holster. He aimed for Billy's stomach.
Get on one of those horses and ride southwest to see if you can find Rich and Cabot. If you don't, I'll kill you myself.
Billy Miller's eyes rounded.
You'd shoot me down for not going back?
I damn sure will. Get mounted.
Billy backed away from the fire with his palms spread wide.
You let this Morgan fella get stuck in your craw, Ned. I ain't never seen you like this.
Get on that goddamn horse. See if you can find their tracks.
Billy turned his back on Ned and trudged off to the picket ropes.
You may have just gotten that boy killed.